I'm Julianne DeLynn Hatton, and you're listening to Faith and Reason on the Mormon Faircast. This series will discuss the prophet Joseph Smith and the authenticity of the gospel he restored. I'll be speaking with Michael R. Ash, author of the book of Faith and Reason, 80 Evidences Supporting the Prophet Joseph Smith. Welcome, Michael Ash.
Hi, Julianne.
We're talking about your book of Faith and Reason. We're about a third of the way through. Now, where can we find your book?
Well, the best place would probably be fairmormon.org. There's a bookstore on the fairmormon.org website, and I buy all my LDS-related books there.
Now, your book, Shaken Faith Syndrome, is also doing well.
Yes, doing very well. It's just recently put in Deseret Books' ebook app, I guess is the best way to describe it. It's the first, as far as I'm aware, the very first ebook that was not published by Deseret Book to be put into their app system.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you very much.
So we're in a segment called Journey Through the Old World, and today we're talking about the Unknown Arabia.
Yes, yes, Unknown Arabia, a topic that is fascinating and tells us a lot, I think, about what Joseph Smith could and could not have known.
Well, exactly. Now, in his translation of the Book of Mormon, he was talking about a journey through Southern Arabia. What was his educational background, and would he have known much about Southern Arabia?
He'd never been there. In fact, there really weren't a lot of people talking about it in his vicinity. You know, obviously there had been some people there, but what's fascinating that I find about this is that the few books that were available that talked about Arabia always mentioned the deserts. Of course, that's what a lot of people picture, you know, when we think of Arabia as these giant sand dunes and stuff. And they described, some of the writers in Joseph Smith's day described things as getting so hot. Like one of them talks about how birds would fry in midair, you know, and drop to the earth. And that's all they would talk about is the heat. Now, occasionally there was some writers that would talk about vegetation, but they would have it all wrong. They would talk about, you know, giant melons and things that didn't grow in Arabia ever. And so Joseph, if he would have turned to the library or to any of the knowledge of his day, these are the types of stories and information he would have had available, because there really wasn't a lot known about it. Just within the last week, I'm working on another project, and I had found a page written by several skeptics, and these people claim to be very educated, and they make the same argument. They say Joseph Smith talks about the Lehites traveling through Arabia and ended up in Bountiful, where they had honey and water and trees for making ships. And on the skeptics page, they say that there's no way, none of this stuff existed, that it was all desert. He didn't have any of these kinds of things. So it's interesting to find that Joseph Smith supposedly wrote about a world that didn't exist in Arabia, didn't match anything that any other writers were talking about.
Yes, because he talks about the fertile regions.
Yes. And those weren't known about in Joseph Smith's day, or at least they weren't known about to the Americans' day, and apparently not even known to 21st century critics, because they don't recognize that these fertile regions were available. But there's no way that Joseph Smith could have known about it, but he got it right. He knew it exactly because he wasn't authoring it. Lehi's the one who had traveled there. Nephi had traveled there, and so they wrote about their journey of what had happened. And Joseph Smith, as a translator, just dictated what was on the plates. And so if he would have relied on the information available to him, he would have got it spectacularly wrong. But because he was translating, the stuff that didn't make sense in his day makes sense in our day, because we actually know more about Arabia now.
Thank you, Michael Ash.
Thank you, Julianne.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Reason on the Mormon Faircast. I'm your host, Julianne DeLynn Hatton, inviting you to keep the faith.
Michael R. Ash is the author of the book Shaken Faith Syndrome, Strengthening One's Testimony in the Face of Criticism and Doubt, as well as the book of Faith and Reason, 80 Evidences Supporting the Prophet Joseph Smith. Faith and Reason is produced by Tom Hatton with music courtesy of Arthur Hatton. The opinions expressed in this podcast are not necessarily the views of Fair Mormon or The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. You can support this podcast by subscribing to it in iTunes and by rating it and writing a review. Questions or comments can be sent to podcast@fairmormon.org, or you may join the conversation at fairblog.org.